Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. Rambam, Nochas Melachim, Perek Aleph, Lechazam. We saw the Gemara in Ksubis in the previous shiur, where Rebbe gave the position of the Nisius to his son, Rabbi Gamliel, even though Shimon was a Chacham. He still gave it to Rabbi Gamliel, and the Gemara there says that even though Shimon, my son, is a Chacham, Gamliel is going to be Nasi. And then Levi says, it's Pashit, why do you even have to tell us that? Of course, Rabbi Gamliel is older. And then Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe says to him, he scoffs at Levi, and the Gemara says, what's Rabbi Shimon Rebbe's problem? It's a Pasuk, but the Malacha was given to Yehoram because he was the Bechor. So then it is Pashit that Gamliel is going to be the Nasi, and Levi is correct that Rebbe doesn't have to say it, so why was he scoffing at him? And the Gemara answers, no, Yehoram was Mamali Mokam Avois, where Gamliel was not. So then why did Rebbe do this? Gemara answers, he wasn't Mamali Mokam Avois of Chachma, he was Mamali Mokam Avois of Biras Chet. Ad kan sugyas hagemora, Rashi and Ksubis there, says, Ahum emali mokam avoysev hava kaloi mar ein ba ochiv choshev mimenu, avol kan arei ochiv choshev mimenu. In other words, there was nobody more choshev than Yehoram, but here it's different, because here he has a brother who's a bigger chacham. Gamliel has a brother named Shimon, is a bigger chacham, so maybe he should get the job. So the Chikrei Lev is Tameya. What does it matter? Rashi says that Rav Shimon was a bigger Chacham. What does it matter if Rav Shimon was a bigger Chacham? The Iker is if Rav Shimon was Mamali Mokam Voisa, the Chacham or not, he gets the job. And if Rav Gamliel was Mamali Mokam Voisa, what do we care that Rav Shimon is a bigger Chacham? Soif, Rav Gamliel Hayyoresh. And he's the older one, and he's Mamali Mokam Voisa, the Chacham. So who cares that Rav Shimon's smarter? But it's really Muchach like Rashi that that's Pshat in the Gemara. That Shimon is a bigger chacham, and he should get the job. Why? Because was Rav Gamliel an Amaretz Pashit? He wasn't just a Yarei Chet like the Gemara says. Pashit, he also was a Talmud chacham. So since he was a chacham, why is that not enough for him to be Mali Mokam Avoysev? As Rabbeinu taught us earlier, it's all based on the Torah of Rabbeinu. It's out that you don't have to be Mamish Ka Avoysev. All you have to be is somewhat like Avoysev. So in the Mela, Rav Gamliel was a chacham should be enough. That should be enough to allow him. To enable him to fulfill the position of Rebbe and be the Nasi. So what's the Shaila B'chlam? So of course he should get the job. So why does the Gemara say, Ahum Mali Mokam Avoysev, that Dafka Yehoram is Mali Mokam Avoysev, and not Rabban Gamliel? So it must be that the Nidoin is that Rab Shimon was a bigger Chacham than the Kasha is. What's the Chisorin in Rabban Gamliel? That Rav Gamliel should not be considered Mamali Mokam Avoysev B'Chachma. So if Kol Sof, he was a Chacham, and therefore he should get the job. He doesn't have to be Mamish Ka Avoysev. So what does it matter that Rav Shimon is a bigger Chacham? The Yikar is Rav Gamliel is a Chacham as well. And so the Chikrei Lev brings, and Sof Simon Tezayin from the Chivosh, that somebody who's not a Chacham, it doesn't help, but he's a Yorei Shemayim. So it must be that Rav Gamliel was a Chacham. And if so, he's Mamali Mokam Avoysev, even B'Chachma. So why does the Gemara say it's only because he was a Yorei Chet? In the Tshuvas of the Rash, brought at the end of the Tshuvas HaRamah, he writes that Mi'ikr HaDin, Rabbi Shimon really came first. And it's only because of the Tzavo of Rebbe that Rav Gamliel came first. And that's hard to understand, like the Chikrei Lev asked, that if that's true, then a later Yoresh is going to precede an earlier Yoresh. If the earlier Yoresh isn't a Gadol B'Chachma B'Yira like the later Yoresh. Because he's saying that Mi'ikar HaDin Rav Shimon was first, even though Rav Shimon was a later Yoresh, Rav Gamliel was older. So he wasn't first online, but still, Rav Shimon should have gotten the job because he was a bigger Chacham. And that's Soysir Divrei HaRambam. The Rambam writes that it's enough to be Mali Mokam B'Yira. And we see that it's not true. We see that Me'ikar HaDin Rav Shimon got the job because he was bigger in Chachma. So why does the Rambam say, no, it's enough to have Yira? It's not enough to have Yira. If the younger brother is bigger in Chachma than Me'ikar HaDin, he gets the job. So it's not enough to be Mamali Mekoyim of Yira. You have to also be Mamali Mekoyim of Chachma. in the Chikrei Lev in Simen Tezvav in Simen Chof Beis, he asks, why did it say in the pasuk that the mamlacha was given to Yehoram kiyuah b'chol? So it's mashma that the ketim was totally b'chol. It's not a din in the b'chol dafka like we see here in the Rambam, that it's a din in being the gadol and not the b'chol. And if he's the gadol, bigger than his brothers, even if he's not the b'chol, he comes first. So why did the pasuk say dafka? Because he was the b'chol. Ayin sham shulchiach ken miagamora b'krisus b'daf heyam b'beis v'horios b'daf yid aleph on the beis. That it says v'esio yochaz, that Yehoyachaz was anointed. Why? Because Yehoyakim was 2.5 years older than him. So you see that it's talui in godless. That in theory, Yehoyakim should have gotten the job because he was a bigger gadol. It's talui in who's gadol and not talui in who is the b'chol. So why does the pasuk say that Yehoyakim got the job? Because he was the b'chol. So it would appear, based on what Rabbeinu explained in the Sig in the Gemara, Yevamos Chof Dalet Amud Aleph, Yevamos Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, that there's a different hagdara between a gadol and a bechor. By a gadol, the hagdara is a relationship relative to the other brothers, that he's bigger than the other brothers. It's not a shem atzmi. It's only biyachas lakot. It's not an inherent, intrinsic name. It's only a relationship to the kotim. Hashem kein a bechor is a hagdara be'etzem mehusoy. That the etzem mahusoi, he's the b'chor, that's his essence. And it's not relative to the other brothers. That's when the avoyda was b'b'chorois, it didn't matter whether they had younger brothers, right? All that matters is that he's b'b'chor. There's actually an interesting deal in Devar Avram and Chelek Aleph Simu Chazayim that it could be that the b'chor gets pishnayim even if he doesn't have other siblings, even if he's the ben yichidi. Ayin sham in Simu Chazayim HaKopanim, that's the difference between the hagdara of a b'chor and of a gadol. Gadol is relative to the other siblings. A b'chor is a shem atzmi. So according to this, we can say that the pasuk says that it's dependent on the b'chor. It's saying that the kadima b'yachas la'achiv, that he's the yoresh and not his brothers, that's the hagdol of a gadol, b'yachas la'katan, that he's the yoresh and not the katan. But the pasuk is telling us that when it comes to this case of being yoresh le'inyan the malucha, it's not begeder katan vis-a-vis gadol vis-a-vis katan, but rather it's a din atzmi that the gadol gets it inherently, not only relative to the katan, and therefore uses the lashon of b'chol, which is an intrinsic hagdara, that it's not a relationship to others, it's not relative, but rather it's an intrinsic hagdara. So it's telling us that even though he's getting it Yehoram because he's the gadol, but this godless isn't just relative to the others, but it's b'chol, it's something intrinsic. That's why he's getting it, and not just relative to the siblings. That's why he gets the kadima. B'shem b'chol, not b'shem gadol. Now in the Gemara in Krisus and Daf Hei Amud Beis, in Horius and Yir Aleph Amud Beis, it says, "Mipnei Man Moshu es Shloimoi." Why did they anoint King Solomon, since we paskin Melech ben Melech doesn't require Mashiach? And the answer is, Mipnei Machloik Sui Shal Adonio, because Adonio started up, and he wanted the Melucha. Frek the Ma'al Shah, in Holius, why do we need to come on to this reason of Machloik Adonio? Why don't we say, like the Teretz Ligmar Gabi Yehoyachaz, that he was anointed before Yehoyakim Achiv, Shekadu Menesh Teishanu Mechza, Vahu Adin, we can say about Shlomo HaMelech, we can say he was Nimshach, B'nei Adoniyo v'shar b'nei David, that were gedolim imenu. That's why he was anointed, because he has older siblings. So that's the Marashah's kasha. Why say because of the machloekas? Say because he has older siblings. Just like the Gemara says about Yehoachaz, who was nimshach, but because Yehoyakim was older than him. So he answers there that since it was al pi navi, lo haya lehem lochush legado, ilav mipnei machloekas. Since this was al pi navi, it shouldn't matter who is the bigger gadol, unless there was machlekes. That's where the Gemara comes down to the machlekes issue. Because we don't care about who's gadol when it's al pi navi. We only care about the machlekes. Once you have a navi, it doesn't matter who's the gadol, you follow the navi. But since there was a machlekes, they had to anoint him. L'chor, we have to understand that since that he doesn't need Mashiach is because of Yerusha of Melech ben Melech. And we learn from the pasuk that the gadol is yoyresh. Eino chinami. That Shlomo was anointed midin alpi navi, but it's no longer a Yerusha. It's no longer out Yerusha. Because you don't need Mashiach is mitzad Yerusha of Melech ben Melech. And mitzad that din of Yerusha of Melech ben Melech, the Gadol Yarshins. So in Achinami, that Shlomo HaMelech was mismane, was anointed, midin alpi navi, but that's no longer midin Yerusha. And since it's no longer midin Yerusha, you should require Mashiach. You only don't require Mashiach when it's midin Yerusha. But based on what we said, it's very good that the din gadol is not mafkia the Yerusha from the katan. It's only a din kadima. What do we say? We said that Yehoiram got the job. Why? Because he was the Bechor. Meaning there, it was inherent. But normally, there was intrinsic. That's why he got the job. Dafka by Yehoiram. But normally, it's midin gadol. The bigger you are, the more, if you're bigger, you get the job, which is relative to the other siblings. But it's not something intrinsic. So the din gadol is not mafkia the Yerusha from the katan. It's just the din kadima be'alma. And if you're not makdim the gadol, mishum mitzvahs navi, so the katan, yarshin, is just like the gadol. So Taka is midin Yerusha. A Bechor is intrinsically different than the other siblings. But a Gadol isn't intrinsically different than someone smaller than him. So since the Yerusha is midin Gadol, and we have Alpi Navi that the Gadol doesn't get it here, somebody smaller than him gets it, Shlomo HaMelech gets it, we have that Alpi Navi, so that's midin Yerusha. Because the din gadol is not mafkir the Yerusha from the katan. The katan can also theoretically have Yerusha. Just the gadol gets it because relatively he's bigger. But if you have alpi navi that the gadol shouldn't get it, then the katan gets it. Because the gadol is not mafkir Yerusha from the katan. It's not something intrinsic. It's just relative. And if it doesn't apply here, then the katan can get the Yerusha. If here the gadol wouldn't apply. And therefore the Maharsha writes, in such a case that it was alpi navi, no mashiach was necessary. That's the Maharsha's kasha. Why do you have to? That's the Maharsha's teretz. That no mashiach was necessary because it was gadol versus katan. But here the gadol was eliminated because of a navi. Memela katan yarshis. So no Mashiach is necessary, so come Ashlan the Gemara, it's out to the Machlokas. Now, the Maharsha asked the Kasha again, what was the Maharsha's Kasha? Why do you have to command to Machlokas say that Adoniel was anointed, that Shlomo was anointed, because Adoniel was older than him? That was his kasha. Now the Gemara answers, you know why Shlomo was anointed? Because of the machlokas of Adoniyah. The Marsha's kasha was, say it's mitzvah that they were older than Shlomo. Not the Marsha answers. That it was Al-Pi Navi. And as we explained, since it was Al-Pi Navi, so therefore now Shlomo is the correct Yerush. So no, because it's all relative, and Shlomo is still a Yerush, even though there's a Gadol, and if the Gadol is eliminated, then Shlomo becomes the Yerush and Me'el and no Mashiach is necessary, so he has to come on to Mipnei HaMachlekes. So the Gemara says that Shlomo is Nimshach Mipnei HaMachlekes Shel Adoni Yahu, and then on that the Gemara asks, V'lav called the boy Malka, Moritz Malchusei Libnei. The Gemara asks, can't anybody who wants, any king who wants, can he be Morish to his son? Can he be Morish to his son? Without having to anoint him? Even without Mashiacha? So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says it depends. Because the pasuk says, "Amar Rav Papa, leman yarich yamim amamlachto, hu banav beker of Yisrael, bizman sheshalom biYisrael." Only if there is peace in Israel, only then it goes to Yerusha, goes Yerusha, and you don't need Mashiach. When there's a machlokes, it doesn't go Yerusha. And even if the king wants to be Moirish to one of his sons, he can't do that without Mashiach. So it's like the Malchus is starting anew in the family. That's the Gemara's teretz. There's no Mashiach when there's Shalom B'Yisrael. The Abnei Nezer and Oisvov, in his very famous tshuva on the whole Indian of Yerusha, Simon Shin Yud Beis in Hilchos Tam HaTorah, Kuntres Sheish Mailos Lakise. So there he explains in Oisvov, Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha, we know that Hechadiga Machlokis Yisrael Boy Mashiacha. The law commanded by Malka, Moris Le Malchuse, Ukamoi bi Yerushas Mammon, the Kaimelan Kirab Yochen and Ben Boroika, the Mammon al Roy Yosha Dvorov Kayamin. Yom Ken came into David Himlich Eshlomo, Af Im Yehei Lev Rov Yisrael Achrei Adon Yo, Lo Yo Yo Klum. So the Avnei Nezer says, the pshat is like somebody can be moirish. We have in Baba Basra and Dav Kuf Lamed. Yochanan Broker says that if somebody says about somebody who's royal to inherit him, that he's going to get the whole thing, he's going to get the whole inheritance, he has the right to do so. So here also, David HaMelech, the Gemara is asking, has the right to give the malchus to whoever he wants. So why should Mashiach be necessary? And the Menchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tov Tzadi Zayin. Nistapik b'zeh, because of Sheshlomo Shemalach Lifnei Echa V'Gedolim, Ein Roi Shia Al Pi Adibu. that Shlomo, who ruled before his siblings, ain raya shehaya al pia. There's no raya that you can rule before your older siblings, because that was al pia dibur. And this is a very difficult minchas chinuch to understand, because in the Gemara it's mefurash that it was mitzad ratzonu shel David, v'lo mitzad al pia dibur. It was because David wanted to do it. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, you can appoint the father. Can't the father appoint whoever he wants? Balav called the boy Malka Moritz Machuse Lebnei. Whoever he wants to be king can be king. So it wasn't Al Piyad Dibur, it was Al Piyad David. That's what David wanted. And that's also what Sarachiyun on the Maharsha. Because the Gemara it says, it's Mitzad called the boy Machuse, whoever you want to give the kingship to. And it's not Mitzad Al Pinovi. The Maharsha wanted to say it's Mitzad Al Pinovi. It's not Al Pinovi. Whoever the king wants to give it to, the king can give it to. Ube'emes in the Aruch Lanerin Klisus, he was Miyashiv the Kashi of the Maharsha. But the Maharsha asked, that who adin Shlomo? And why did Shlomo have to be anointed? Just like Yehoahaz was Nimshach, because Yehoyakim was older than him. So who adin Shlomo? Maybe he was Nimshach because Adoniel was older than him. That's why he was Nimshach. The Aruch Lener, and it's the Aruch Lener inside. But apparently he asks, what's the problem? What's the problem? Kol deboi malchusa moris lebore. If you want, you can just give it to your son. You don't have to ask anybody. So why did Shlomo... What's the Maharsha? The Maharsha asks, Shlomo had to be Nimshach because his siblings were older than him. Yeah, but look at the Gemara. The Gemara says that the father can give it to whoever he wants to give it to. So the Maharsha was bothered. Why do you have to come on to the Machlokas of Adoniel? That's why he was Nimshach. Say it was because Adoniel was older than him. That's what the Maharsha says. What about the Gemara? The Gemara says that the king can give it to whoever he wants. Doesn't matter who's older. So it's tamua that the Maharsha didn't see this kasha from didn't see that the Gemara answers this kasha. And the Aruch Lener Bamis brings from the Gemara. So why did the Maharsha see in the Gemara in that very same sugya that that's the answer to his kasha? Maybe he was a Moshech or a Shlomo because Adoniel was bigger than him. Mapatom, the king can give it to whoever he wants. It's only because of the Machlokas he couldn't. So it would appear that the Gemara is not referring to the Din Nachla of the Gemara in Bava Basra, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiko, like the Avnei Nezer wanted to learn. The Avnei Nezer wanted to learn that the king, the Gemara is saying, that the king can give it to whoever he wants to, mitzad Yerusha. Just like Yerusha you can give to whoever you want, you can also give the Srara. You can also give the position. That's what the Avnei Nezer wanted to say. But the Gemara doesn't mention Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiko. There's no Indian, there's no mention of Nachal over here. And Befrat, what Rabbeinu spoke at earlier, that Yerusha Srora is a Geder Yerusha Miyuchad. It is different than other Yerushas. And therefore it's not the same as the Din Nachala. So it would appear that the Ikir Kavan of the Gemara is that the Din Gadol is not a hafka on the Yerusha of the Katan. Rather, the Din Gadol is to be boirer the Gadol lifnei HaKatan. You have two options. You have the option of the Gadol, you have the option of the Katan. You should choose the Gadol before the Katan, because everybody can't get the job, only one king. And in this instance, if the Melech was Mevarer, who's going to Yarshin him? The Gemara assumes that it's Pashut, that whoever the king chooses is the Melech. He's the Yoresh Befoya. So it emerges that the Iker Kavan of the Gemara is to be Koiveya, that even the Mokum Godel, there's also Yerusha and the Katan. It's not Mitzad, Yerusha's Nachala. It's Mitzad that there's Din Godel, like we said before, is only relative to the Katan. It's not Afkan the Katan. It means that he comes first. But the king has the right to decide, the father has the right to decide. The younger child is going to come first, and he's going to yarshin. And if so, the Maharsha writes that if it's al pi navi, vaday hu ha-melech v'eino tzarech mashicha. So the Maharsha says that if it's Alpi Navi, we questioned before here, if it was Alpi Navi, it was Alpi Melech. But if it's Alpi Navi, then Bevada he's the king and he doesn't require Mashiach, because the Gemara is assuming it's Pashat that if he's the that the king can decide that the Gadol gets it over the Katan gets it over the Gadol. So certainly a Navi can decide that a Katan gets it over a Gadol. So why was Mashiach necessary? That's why the Gemara had to come on to Machlokes, the Bnei Machlokes. But then we run into a problem with the Minchas Chinuch, because the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah Tov Tzadi Zayin has a suffix if the younger sibling can get the Srara over the older sibling. And he writes that Shlomo, who was molech before his older siblings, there's no raya from there because it was al pi adibur. But we have Mefurish in the Gemara that you can give the katan b'makom gadol, and that's why Shlomo got it, and that was pashut to the Gemara, and it wasn't al pi adibur. It was al pi whatever the melech wants. That's the Gemara's kasha, and the Gemara says, "V'lo kol deboi malka." Moiris le malchusa. Can't the king give the malchus to whoever he wants? Even without Mashicha? And the Gemara says no. When there's Shalom be Yisrael, then everything is cool. But if there's a machlokes, then you have to be Mosheach. But you see al kopanim that you're allowed to give to the younger sibling. So what's the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch? So that's a Tzarech Iyun Gadol, and this is the second shiur of Kashas, so we have our work cut out for us. And Amir Tashem, hopefully we'll be zechut to continue in the next shiur, and we'll see if flows mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest prayer.